What it do? What it DZ? Welcome back to At the End of the Day with AD and Yazzy, and we got Kiki in the building.
Kiki is always here. He's not a guest no more.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. He's definitely not a guest.
He's an honorary member. Yeah. Chair of the Lord. Yeah.
Kiki, you just celebrated a birthday.
Man, and it was one of the best ones, I shall say.
Okay. What'd you do?
I went to Las Vegas.
I love Vegas.
It's like fucking home for me, man. Yeah. It's just like the energy, the light, the love.
The love.
You know what I mean? It's just like fucking heaven. Thank you for asking about my birthday,
of
man.
Of course. The only reason I didn't ask is because I wanted to ask on camera.
Oh, guess what? And it was fucking great.
Okay. We Pisces gang.
My brother got me out here drinking Reposado and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Ski, look at him. Ski.
What? Why do people got a problem with Pisces so much?
I think it's because, like, we loving and demanding at the same time.
No,
because,
like,
and we're very intuitive.
My big homie just was just like, yeah, just a lay boy, hate Pisces. I just, like, why is it? I don't get it.
We are crazy, though.
But I fuck with all Pisces, though. So
hell
it's like,
yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, to be in a relationship with a Pisces, you have to be strong.
Yeah, true.
People say that about Aries, though.
No,
we be having meltdowns.
No, but we have, like,
we have meltdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do.
Aries be having meltdowns too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, they do. But they're more like.
It's just
like
hard
passive.
To get to the point.
They're like passive aggressive. So, like, they'll be mad about something and they'll like sweep it under the rug, sweep it under the
for
rug.
For sure, for
and
sure.
And take that one thing
mm-hmm.
and it'd be small mm-hmm. and they go mm-hmm. ballistic.
My granny told me that my whole life. She was like, let stuff out because, like, my grandpa used to have ulcers and stuff like that. Because we used to.
Shout out to the
granny. Yeah, RP granny. Yes. We used to hold and stuff in. And I'm one of the people, like, I'll just hold it in, hold it in, hold it in, hold it in, hold it in. But when I go off, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that suits you. You always been like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little hothead, but you're holding it in.
No, but it takes time
for me to finally erupt.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Oh yeah.
And then it spills over. Yes. Yeah,
nigga always been like that though.
Hell yeah, man.
How was your weekend, AD?
Man, shit was cool. Nigga was just like I said, nigga was just doing rapper shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I was in the studio, Rumor. That's why I got his fucking mask on today.
Okay.
He said, wear the fucking mask. I said, you know what? I'm going to do this shit.
Shout out to Rumor.
Yeah. And then I did the video with fucking Draco and Big Sad. Shout out to Cypress Marino.
Hey.
Yeah. We was
shout
in the studio
the guys,
last night,
man.
Too. Shit was lit.
Rapper shit. Yazzy.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a sip.
What did I do this weekend?
That's what, yeah, you knew it was coming.
Ooh.
Let me see.
Oh, shit, what did I do this weekend? Oh, I went to the studio.
Okay.
I went to the studio.
Fire?
With my friend.
Is the fire?
She's a songwriter. Oh, no, she's a songwriter.
Okay.
So I just went with her to a session. I got very, very drunk. You know how I do in true Yazzy style.
Was it the Henny or the Julio?
No, it was Jameson, yeah.
Jameson.
Jameson is not bad.
No, it's not good, though.
I never had Jameson.
Wait a minute.
That shit is not right.
They have a drink called a...
that shit not right.
They got a drink called a pickleback, and it's very great.
What's that?
You get pickle juice with Jameson.
Okay.
You drink the Jameson, you take mm-hmm. the pickle juice as a shot.
Ooh.
It's fucking amazing.
That sounds tough.
It's amazing.
That sounds like...
It's a pickleback.
That sounds tough.
That sounds like some struggle shit.
No,
like,
it's
tequila with lime juice and then Jameson with pickle juice.
Yeah.
No, trust me, it sounds bad, but it's like it's a hidden gem.
I don't know, is Jameson that drink? I don't want to butcher this name. God, please forgive me. You take like the little glass, you put it in a big glass.
Oh shit.
A Jaeger bomb. I was about to say doppelganger. Like
doppelgangers.
I don't know. And
what?
I didn't want to say it because I'm like, I'm like, nah, it sounds similar but different. You know?
I used to have a Jaeger machine and that shit is trash.
I can't.
It tastes
fuck
like
with
black
it.
Licorice.
What is that?
I can't for not.
Jaeger
fuck
tastes
Jaeger
like black licorice
machine.
To me.
Okay.
Do you like black licorice?
I don't eat licorice. I've never tried it, I don't think.
Well,
Uka? No, Zambuca? What's that? Mm-mm. No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Fuck.
Mm-mm.
Josh, you real, man.
Black licorice is trash.
Dun dun. He
you never had no
all.
Red Vines?
Mm-mm.
You ain't never fucking no Twizzlers?
Yeah.
Well, that's some form of a licorice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really fuck with Twizzlers like that, though.
But
like, that wasn't my candy of choice.
It's just like right. when some people say, I don't like orange juice, but I like Sunny D.
Huh.
Sunny D's Honey Bee is crazy though.
But
same shape or form.
It is. It's, but Honey Bee's do hit
it's different. It's a little different. Big homie. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just like the Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb. It's just, you know, it's some slight differences with it. You know what I mean?
When I was younger, I used to think Coke and Pepsi was the same.
That's,
but they different.
Are you a Coke girl or a Pepsi girl?
I'm a Coke girl.
But they be hitting a little different.
They
at
do.
Times.
As a, no, but as an adult, I realize that they taste
you
different.
Know what I'm saying? You get you some Hispanic food with a Coca-Cola. Ski.
Wait, why did you just throw an accent on it? Like,
yes,
splash.
Because, come on, now you know it's all about the sprinkle.
Okay.
Everything is
that Coca-Cola.
You know what I mean? Sprinkling swag on it. You guys too.
I'm about to put it.
And then, like, hold on. Like, granny cooking the fried chicken with a Pepsi. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You, come on now.
Food
it's
with
just
a Pepsi?
How you. Yeah, it's yeah. just how you, you. Come on now. Like, if I was to go to Fish Market Fried, I'm getting a Pepsi for sure. Ski.
You know what's crazy? I used to really love soda, and I just don't like it no more.
Yeah, you ain't with that.
Ginger ale?
Ginger ale, for sure.
Ginger ale is it.
But I had to learn my lesson with ginger ale.
Why?
I drink like 9 in a day.
What?
Yeah, and I had like the runs for the whole fucking day. I was shitting like a motherfucker.
It like,
ginger ale is not good. It's good in moderation.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Everything is good in moderation. You're not supposed to do a lot of anything.
I didn't think ginger ale was going to take me out like
you're
that.
You're not even supposed to drink a lot of water, like an excess amount of water.
I don't know about that. You don't think you can't get enough? We're made of what? 60, 70% water?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to drink a lot. Like an, but you have to really overdo it, though. I'm being dramatic.
Nine of them
like,
for sure was overdoing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you definitely overdid it with the
he cleansed his whole
ginger ale,
system.
For sure.
Yeah, that was like a real colon cleanse. I was on the toilet crying damn near.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that was bad.
Shit, that does
ginger,
sound bad. But you know what else sounds bad?
What?
Tiger Woods situation.
Honestly, I just heard he got in a crash. I didn't know it was like.
No, it was like, it's serious.
So like, is he going to be able to walk?
I'm
or is he
going to
be like
Dr.
Strange?
I mean, from the statement that I read, it sounds like he's probably going to be in a wheelchair.
Damn.
Yeah. He's got
for the
like,
rest of his life?
I don't know. He's got stilts in his legs and like screws and stuff.
Like Forrest?
Yeah. So, okay.
Damn. Yes. Shout out, man. Come on,
yeah,
Tiger.
Nah, but it was really
Tiger.
Bad.
Fuck.
Did you see the picture of the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they had to get him
shit.
Out with the
jaws
of life.
Of life.
Yeah.
I thought y'all was on some whole other shit. This is serious.
No, yeah.
No, Tiger,
Tiger.
Woods.
No,
I mean,
Tiger.
Yeah.
I'm taking a shot for Tiger
you
right
got
now.
To.
But I mean.
Tiger's that guy. And I need you to pull through, man. Pull through for the motherfucking culture and your kids, man. Do it.
Not
you, are you ready or no?
No, no, I'm sipping this.
Oh, Lord. That's, I thought we was tipping and you sipping.
That's, not, that's
you
crazy.
Like you
I
really, yeah, it's really bad.
No, because I'm really like visual. I did look at this shit, but I was just like, oh, he's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's,
but I mean,
that's low key.
The nigga won so much. He's like the face of PGA.
For sure.
You mm-hmm. know, he can retire right now.
Yeah.
And,
he caused up
cool.
a gang of friction, too. People thinking they the best, but you can't, like, them records he got. Stats
nah,
don't lie.
Nah, nah. And golfing is like real therapeutic, man. I low-key like that shit.
You've golfed before?
Yeah, golf. I do tennis now. Yeah.
You love golf too?
Golfing is cool.
Golfing seems so simple, but that shit is hard as fuck. You think yeah. it's a game.
I just feel like I'm too loud to be at a golf course, for real. And I play too much. I play too fucking much. No, they hey, be mad as hell.
That should be lit,
that should be so funny, though.
So? That should be
like, I'll be fucking with people, trying to get them to miss it. Like miss their little hole in one thing.
They
you
for
know?
Sure. You, they're
right.
gonna ban you from the country
yeah,
club for sure.
I could for sure hear you yelling out. Strike!
Strike! You're out, motherfucker.
Yazzie, yazzie, yazzie. Wrong
nah.
game, G.
But like a lot of business deals happen on the golf course, so that's why a lot of people like
yeah.
try to get acquainted with that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm on the tennis right now though.
How is that?
That's it's a lot
that's
of cardio.
That's such a rich sport.
Well, the big leagues. I'm playing. Nah, but on tennis for sure though, that shit is, it's like, I did not think it was as crazy, like the cardio and shit like that.
That
it,
shit is wild, bro.
Bro, you got to run back and forth up the court and shit.
Hell yeah.
But I'm so fucking strong with the racket, I always knock the motherfucking
ball
to
say, pretty, yeah.
out the goddamn park and shit like that. And I'm trying to be more elegant when I swing that shit. I'm like, my nigga. Yeah, bro, I can barely tap the motherfucker. That shit goes.
On it, man.
You gotta put some,
yeah, that shit is.
Yeah, nah.
So you're just playing it just to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have an idea. We're trying to start up like a league so we can have like a DJ, get uniforms and shit, turn this into like some big events and shit.
With
yeah.
tennis.
Yeah, with tennis.
What?
You just want to have a party.
But you know this
so
shit.
So is it 2-on-2 or 1-on-1?
No, like some real team shit. Like, hey, you got your team. We got our team.
What would y'all be called?
I don't know. I got to think about that. What about the Yazzies?
Y'all should be the Yazzies.
Yeah, you could be our mascot for sure.
Mascot?
Yeah, that's good.
Be no damn mascot.
You mascots is dope.
Be the coach?
Mascots?
Yes.
The, what, the niggas that wear the hot sweaty suits?
We will make a suit of you.
That's dumb.
No, it's not.
That's dumb.
No,
well, you want to be the own representative of your fucking mascot.
I think
you got to take it to another level. Don't just
I don't
the
think
coach.
I don't think that'll give me good bragging rights.
Yes, it is.
I'm a mascot. What
the,
do you do?
Wait.
I'm a mascot.
No.
Coach,
no.
Man,
you're not a mascot. I'm the mascot. Listen, the likeness of me is okay. This mascot for this team. And the team is named after me. That's some real baller shit right there. And then listen, the mascot here is going to be done like a motherfucker. You feel me? Motherfuckers gonna look at the mascot like, that's a badass mascot right there. It's gonna up you. I'm trying to help you.
Nah, it can't be me.
No.
If it's me, where's my puff? This would be the perfect time where I smoke a puff.
And if you had your puff.
Oh my God.
It'll really be
a part of the mascot?
No.
No.
This is what you see for me?
No.
You're the coach.
When y'all strike out,
I'm going to give me a mascot.
I'm playing tennis.
I'm going to give me a mascot made, though.
Well, how does tennis work? How you get out?
What you mean?
Oh, you have to get hit by the ball? That's dodgeball.
No, you don't.
That's dodgeball.
Nigga said dodgeball.
You got to get hit by the ball.
No, but like the mascot shit, though, like I'm going to make my own because I always wanted one.
I should be a Yogi Bear in a blue shirt.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
For sure, we need the 2C Baby mascot.
Yeah, that's
sure.
What I'm saying. We're going to get the 2C Baby logo and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But I see my homie Pilo do that shit. And every time he has an event, the motherfucking mascot walks around. And the dope shit to me about being a mascot is that nobody knows who the fuck it is under. You could be your true self, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can do flips. You can rob a nigga. You could do anything.
So when are you going to, like, be Spider Cuz?
Spider Cuz is from New York. I want to be Cuz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah, Cuz Lightyear. That was
Cuz Lightyear. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Cuz Lightyear is fire.
Kiki, you need a superhero.
Me?
You need a superhero to be.
Damn, I think I would like make my like. I would come up with one.
Yeah,
like, I think creative. I'd crip crazy.
Like, oh, you feel shit.
What
I'm saying?
Like, what is your superpower? That's crip crazy.
I just know how to crip walk. Like I just crip
like,
walk.
Like on demand.
I'm just a
that's
crip walk
that's
on
something
demand.
That you can practice.
Fighting
you
don't crime, got, one
no,
dance at a time.
Because some people practice so much and still don't have it. Like, and we know it.
That is true. Have you ever like, tried you to know? Crip walk?
No,
tell
no.
the truth.
No.
Okay, I got a power.
Go ahead.
I got a power. I could go anywhere and not be fucked with.
You can do
that now.
You can also practice that as well.
That's why I'm putting it in my power. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it fits me.
That's
like,
your power now.
The Crip Shug. Like,
the Crip Shug.
Yes.
You can also be there.
Speaking of Shug.
Where's my cigar?
Speaking of Shug, have y'all seen that Hulu documentary, Hip Hop Uncovered?
Yeah, shout out to the big homie, Big
that
U.
That shit
shout
is
out to
so fucking good.
Yeah.
So good. Like,
I'm going to tune in tonight. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to watch it tonight.
No, you have to. It's crazy. Like, all the stories that they tell and, like, the way hip-hop was, like, birthed, this shit is so cool.
But see, it's like, it's kind of like what we've been saying is the politics and how shit work
for sure.
How
yeah.
the shit doing that. And, you know, Big U behind the scenes is somebody who cares, you know what I'm saying, like,
it's
about
major.
The culture and... Also, bro, he do a lot. He do so much for the kids and shit.
Yeah.
Like, he don't want people to come do all this other shit. He'll be like, listen, I got a banquet for the kids. I need everybody to pull up. And every time, everybody pulls
shit,
up.
It's shit that's
shocked.
Not being shown that he do, like he
sure.
do too, though. You know
for
what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
And he's so smart. And like so well-spoken. Like, it's really, really, it's dope to see.
Institutionalized.
I just knew it was going to be some shit, though. Because I saw Haitian Jack in there. I was like, how'd they get Haitian Jack on? Like,
I mean, they got all the shot callers
like,
and let them know
that circle. You feel me? It's all it is a tap in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that shit is actually dope.
It's so good.
There's a couple other documentaries on there. I ain't gonna lie.
Let me
go ahead.
I've been stuck on the fucking Cecil Hotel.
Yo,
that's what I've been stuck
crazy.
On.
Crazy.
No lie. That's what I've been
nah,
stuck AD, on.
You gotta
like,
tap in. If you didn't tap
what?
In, you got to.
But see, correct me if I'm wrong. Are y'all familiar with American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Was the hotel season based off the Cecil Hotel?
Well, it was based off of the hotel just being fucked.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. But I heard there's some crazy shit at the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is serious.
It's more interesting, like, the history of the hotel.
Freaks me out.
As opposed to what they're trying to, like, push as the story.
Shout out to Punk, because he literally tells me about every fucking documentary. I feel like he watches them all. You know what's when I am watching, though? This guy was just, like, killing so many people in L.A. at one time.
Oh, the fucking
he stayed at the Cecil Hotel.
He stayed up there.
For real?
Yeah.
I got to really tap in now.
Yep. Richard Ramirez, Ted Bundy.
Scandalous. They showed all Ted Bundy the cities was crazy. Out here. I was damn. Insane. That shit was wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That shit was wild. Man. That manager, she be flipping me out, though, on that
show. She did that shit. I'm jacking it with her. I'm putting that on her.
Do you think Carol Baskin killed her husband?
Carol did that shit.
Damn.
Carol did that shit.
You still team Joe?
No, fuck Joe. All right. I actually sent Simba a video of Joe saying some racist ass shit. I didn't think he was dead ass. I was like, oh shit.
We don't tolerate that.
No.
Ain't it funny that he just had the limo outside and thought he was gonna
nowhere.
Get pardoned?
And didn't go nowhere.
Had people waiting for him.
He ain't go no fucking where.
He just knew Trump was gonna sign that papers and get him out. You feel me?
Whoopsie.
I know he probably mad as hell.
And speaking of people out, man, Bobby Smurder is back to Loki himself.
Bobby, bitch. Oh, you ain't know.
And I like how he's being celebrated. That's what you're supposed to do with
the
somebody
King of
that
New York.
Holds it down. You feel me?
Real shit.
He didn't just hold it down. He took extra time to make sure his boy got less time.
Yep.
You feel me? And I don't know too many people that would do that shit.
Ain't nothing realer than that. You feel what I'm saying? Get back to your family. I'll do this.
And the fact, what did he get? 3 million Instagrams? 3. Followers
3.2
like overnight. That's how you show somebody you do the right thing, you get rewarded. Everybody needs to stream whatever the fuck you got coming out, get him top of the charts.
Yep,
you feel what
cracking.
I'm saying?
Get him back cracking.
Get him to the top, make him larger than life, make this nigga Drake status because he deserves it. And the kids need to see this is how shit is done.
And I shout out to him doing his time, man. You feel what I'm saying? Straight
fold.
Up. Didn't fold, didn't toe.
We talked about Martha Stewart doing that shit too.
Oh yeah, she did that. Yeah, she didn't tell.
She didn't fold. You know what I mean? My whole thing is if you you got the balls to do something, you got to do some crimes and shit like that, be willing to do the time. You know what I mean?
Not for sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get they still get bashed when they get out for doing that crime. But at the end of the day, like, come on, man. You could go to the fucking pulpit and repent for your sins. Don't bash this person. He did his time. He might have learned his lesson.
Yeah.
Straight up.
There needs to be more people forgiving and shit like that.
Ski.
But you ain't getting forgiven for snitching and being a rat and this out.
Now, that right there, you need your ass whooped. Period.
Yeah.
Don't run into
Speaking
me.
I like how Lil Durk's handling that whole situation. It's very graceful.
Oh, yeah.
Not saying too much.
I told a couple of people that's into that shit, like, just be quiet.
Silence is the best revenge in that state of form right there.
Yeah.
Like, until you run into somebody that
so
don't give a fuck.
It's so antagonizing, though. Like, I could not imagine. Because it's like, it's one thing to say it one time. It's one thing to do it twice. Three times. It's like an ongoing thing, so. It probably gets frustrating, but you can't say nothing.
But see, honestly, you feel me? It's just like, when somebody says something bad about any of us when it comes to No Jumper, we don't get fucking mad about this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? I don't have to run into you. You feel me? Like,
yeah, I don't know you, so.
I'm only gonna trip. I don't run into a nigga at the bank. I don't run into a nigga at the grocery stores where I go to.
Yeah.
I don't run into niggas at spots I be at. I don't run into niggas at the club. So why would I even let that shit affect me? You feel me? You can have all the status, but I can sleep at night knowing that you will not be around me 101. You will shit your pants. For real, for reals.
Yeah.
Niggas be doing too much woofing and not enough doing.
Dude is a blessing for 2021, y'all, right now, because y'all need to see that this is not the way to go.
Yeah,
this is witness protection. You feel what I'm saying? At its highest rate.
And once you with the boys and all that,
come on.
Guess
now.
What? Hey, you can walk right past me, brother.
Get on.
I don't want to get life for touching you.
Yeah.
You can curse me out. You can say whatever the fuck you want. Whatever. Let's keep it going. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Yeah, like, nah.
I respect it.
Man, Nip, rest in peace. He said, on the situation, you feel me? You're not even supposed to give clown shit no attention at all. And,
yeah,
you know.
It's not looking good for that man.
Look, I mean, I ain't got nothing to do with me, Joe.
Like, man, that's sad though. Like, yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? You was on top, then you just, damn, decisions, decisions.
It's just so, it's just like movie shit. Like, it's just like almost like not real life.
Unreal.
None surprised me in 2021.
Yeah, not me either. I'm not going to hold you.
But he need his ass whooped still.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Can't forget about that. I will. I'll say it.
I will say other things, but I'm going to keep it off the Kenam. You know what I'm saying?
It's the ski mask for me.
It's making me feeling.
What's it making you feel?
AC going on. Yeah, you feel it. It's cool.
I really feel like a superhero now.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
So what is, like, what would you do?
Superpowers.
Wait, let's do it like this. I'm going to get to me last. If you had, you can get any superpower in the world, what would yours be?
Teleport.
Just teleport anywhere?
Yep.
There's a movie like that called Jumper, and that was actually dope.
Probably gonna watch it.
What would you do?
Want to be invisible whenever I want.
Why would you want to be invisible?
Because like right now, like if we were just sitting here, I would just snap, I'm out of here. And then I'd take them headphones off your head. And then I'd start, I'd open this water bottle and I'd pour it in Kiki's cup. I'd put on Kiki's hat.
So you just want to be invisible to fuck with people?
Yeah, I just want to fuck with y'all. Like,
damn.
I want to have superhuman strength. I want to be able to just bust out like the Kool-Aid man everywhere.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like,
no.
I'm here. I mean, that knock down the walls and shit.
I would be invisible, so. Oh, shit. I'd be right behind you fucking with you. Like,
what if I accidentally hit you if you're invisible?
No, I wouldn't be around you. Like, I'd have to assess the situation for real. If you're about to go crazy, no, I don't need to be there. But if you're just sitting here like this, I know you would. Come on.
I should go like this.
And then I just like, then I just fly.
flying would be good as well.
I'll put my cup up and take a shot.
But if I could fly though, I would really be like robbing banks and shit.
Yo, what, yo?
Just think about it.
You still gotta walk out.
No, you walk out. You get with the money. They're gonna say, "Put your hands up, please."
I'm teleporting.
You know what I'm saying?
While you setting it up, I'm teleporting. I'm already back there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, though. You feel teleporting is crazy. What?
I'll be right in front of you.
I just want
to
fuck with people.
How much do you want out the teller? Just give me 600, and I done got 600,000 out the back.
Bro, the movie Jumper is like that. Like, literally, you see a picture of where you want to go. It could be, like, France. You go see the picture, you just jump right in there.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
That's fire.
Yeah, watch that movie. That shit's crazy. Yeah.
Jumper.
Yeah,
I got to see that.
Yeah.
But wait, is that old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the nigga from Star Wars, Anakin Skywalker. He the nigga. What's
Thank
his
you.
Name?
Thank you, Josh. Because for sure, when bro brought up Star Wars, I was Hayden like, hold on, this nigga old. I'm like, wait, this old nigga. Yeah, Jumpers for sure.
It's called Samuel Jackson there too. Samuel Jackson, every fucking movie.
Samuel Jackson.
He takes any role.
Ugly as a motherfucker, man.
But he get the bag for every role, though.
Yeah, he do.
That's very true. Shout out to Samuel, man. If you need a young one, man, holler at me. Ski.
You said what?
Young Samuel. I'll be young Samuel.
Nah.
I thought I heard something else.
Me too.
Hold on, man. What are y'all hearing? Nah. Take the headphones off. Y'all need to take your headphones off.
I had one off. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't even care, though.
I don't even want to repeat what I thought you said.
No,
I'm going to. Look, I'm going to leave it alone.
Please.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Please.
I can't play my brother like that.
Hey, I ain't the other. I'm your brother. Oh. Shit. Big Ski don't play like that. Hey, shout out to everybody that's watching right now, tuning in. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Some real life shit going on. We love y'all. I know I do. The people's champ, Big Ski. You know what I mean? Hey, man, guess what?
What?
There's nobody like y'all.
Nope.
Straight up. There's nobody like you. They can try to be you, but they can't do it. Guess what? Can I have a toast?
Let's do it. Because
there ain't nobody like you, Yazzie.
I know.
Can't nobody do what we do.
Okay.
Shout out to the No Jumper crew.
Shout out to
the
No Jumper crew. It's today is a very special person's birthday.
Ooh.
Look.
Ooh.
She's over here.
Ooh.
Yazzie.
Ooh.
Put your goddamn glasses on.
It's driving me out of my mind.
Hey. Go ahead.
That's why it's hard for me to find.
Okay.
Can't get it out of my
head. It's your moment. Hold on. Hey,
Bro's hating, bro.
It's not your birthday.
It's like so close. Like,
it's really the negativity on this side for me.
Hold on.
Like,
you
can't have a birthday song. Yo, you can't keep a player down, man. You can't.
Is this your birthday or not?
No, my birthday's Saturday.
Why they told me it's today?
If you had a gift today, like I would have took it, though.
I have a gift for you on Saturday.
Put my Lokes on. I thought it was your birthday.
Okay, yeah,
man.
It is my birthday, though. Like, to them, it's my birthday. Next time they see me, I'll be 24.
So we should, we got to make sure we see you Friday. It's your birthday.
Oh, Friday.
Yeah.
I'm a little busy.
On your birthday.
Look, bars.
No, I'm a
bars.
There goes a song right there. Friday, I'm a little busy.
No, I'm busy. No, I might pop in.
What, you got dates or something?
Dates? On my birthday? No. It's about me.
That's the best time to get dates.
No, I don't date.
Wow. All of a sudden.
I don't.
Woo.
I don't date.
You ain't doing no dating, man.
No.
Man, listen, niggas are supposed to take you out for your birthday. Like
you
this.
Focus, boom, boom. I can take myself you still, out. You know,
oh, you on that independent woman thing. Shit, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mm.
I'm independent. I'm an independent woman.
Independent contractor.
Oh.
No. Mm. Speaking of independent, Draco's still independent, right?
Yep. That's my
fire.
Bro.
Yep, gotta take a shot
Drake,
for that. Gotta take a shot for that.
Yo, he had a Drake feature and a Don Toliver feature and named the song Don Toliver.
Bars.
He went crazy. Okay. That was crazy.
That shit is fire.
That was crazy.
The album is fucking fire.
I wish we had a bomb so I could be like DJ Clue. Drop a bomb for him.
And you know Drake don't give niggas his features like that. He always makes sure it's somebody special. He just bow.
Exactly. Yep. And he announced it early and the feature still came out.
And then I seen niggas was like, yeah, that's why Drake didn't post your shit. Then Drake posted it.
Exactly.
I think Drake like come at you for your respect. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he not just going, no matter who you are in the game, I think he really taps in and be like, you know what? Instead of just saying this person needs it, I respect it.
Nah, I say it all
you
the time.
You get what I'm saying?
Drake would make a fire A&R. Like,
oh, man, that'd be bananas.
You'd be putting...
I'm waiting for Cut album, too, though.
Oh, man.
Drake shit?
Yeah.
Every time. He makes his way.
Drake ain't never missed, man.
Never.
He
ain't never missed.
Never.
I ain't never... Nah.
I don't think there's any Drake song that I've ever heard that I don't like.
But people doubting him now, though.
Why?
People just been acting like, oh, that's, he coming with it.
That's crazy. We talking about this right here because this is the dude who made me like listen to him. Mm-hmm. I swear, I used to be like, man, why you, like you hear he's singing like at the same. And he was like, Kiki, you just looking at Drake.
Yeah.
Close your eyes and listen to what he's saying. That's exactly what he told me. And ever since then, I'm like, bro, he is hard. Like he's dope.
Yeah, no, Drake up there. Drake one of the best.
Never forget
best
that
rappers.
Shit.
No, because you can't.
Of all time.
You can't take nothing away from somebody that can do all of that shit. He really created that lane. Ja Rule was close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then 50 came and Wipe Cut, and then Drake came in.
Not Wipe.
50 for sure.
Not Wipe.
No, let me tell you something. Ja Rule, you can't take nothing away from him. He was coming with records, but it was more towards the women and shit, and 50 came out the way he came out.
Yeah.
I smell pussy. Is that you or I smell pussy? On top of them having legal problems going on. Ja and them, we didn't know this shit then. The fans was watching them niggas when
Murder
50 was going egg. Crazy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And the way that he came, and then 50 ended up doing the melodic shit too.
Yep.
So it was just like, damn, nigga, took cuz out with
this
shit.
Thing. For singing, and made it.
Yeah.
For singing.
Yep.
Art of War.
Art of War.
The Art of War.
That's not true.
I'ma just take your bitches. That's what 50 said.
That's a fact.
I'ma just sing better than you.
Yeah.
I'ma just tell the gangster story better than you.
It's funny because he's really a whole, like, you never see the actor musician transition go well, but it did for Drake. Because it usually doesn't go that well.
Right.
You
they
know
always
what I'm
do
saying?
The opposite.
They always, they'll rap
but
first and then they be an actor.
Guess what? It's dope because those opportunities are opportunities to see who somebody like can fold.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lil Dicky, man. Giving Lil Bro the shot, man.
Bro, that
for
show.
Sure. Aced it.
That
for
show
sure.
Was aced it. So good. The Lil Dicky show is, that Dave shit, that shit is.
Oh, Sharon, bitch show. Ass nigga.
That's a good show.
Oh my god. You know what it is? This shit ain't slide. It's just sliding with the shit now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's covering my ears.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit sitting there sliding. For real. What else been going on? What you think, Gazzy?
Pooh Shiesty was doing an interview, and he said that Gucci Mane had compared him to Drake.
Shout out to my my brothers, Gilly and Wallow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie.
Hey, I fuck with them.
I was having a conversation the other day, and I said, Pooh Shiesty is holding it down for the young niggas right now.
Yeah, he making a little noise?
He's making a lot of noise. Like,
he making a lot of noise. But you know the thing is, too, is that I seen that, and Pooh Shiesty was basically like, Gucci tripping by saying that, but it takes somebody to believe in you that way and sit there tell you, this is how I look at you. That'll make somebody go, okay, I need to be this person and go harder and shit like that. Yep. And I feel like right now, he one of the hottest niggas out right now.
If you don't think that Pooh Shiesty is like one of the hottest newer artists out right now, you hating for sure.
Yeah.
Like he's dead ass nice. Like he's nice.
No, he's super nice.
And like, I feel like he's carving like a lane almost for himself. Cause I don't think nobody sounds like him. And I think the delivery of what he's saying is different from what I heard.
That's what gets you through.
You know
when you
I'm
don't
saying?
Sound like nobody else.
Yeah, so.
Especially, and when you knew, that's what really like gets you through. When the nigga could be like, bro, he don't sound like nobody.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to Pooh Shiesty.
And I think he's like riding the momentum really well. Like, you know, niggas will get hot and then they like, they want to give you a break. Then they want to drop a project. No, he's riding
it. He's striking. Anybody that can get hot during COVID.
For sure.
I give it to him because the shows is gone. Unless you collecting that Atlanta bag right now. A little bit of Texas back, that shit is it's ugly. It's ugly for a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
And it's motherfucking tax time. I know a lot of people are stressing out right now. And you know that the crazy thing about taxes? What happens when you can't pay?
What's that?
You can always find somebody to lay with to fund your taxes.
Oh, my God, yo. That's not good advice.
Yes, it is. Hey, when you're back against the wall, you'll be surprised what people would do.
Nope.
I've been there before.
Nope.
You ain't never been down them streets?
No. I can't say that.
Kiki, talk about it. Struggles.
I mean, like, I was always taught to, like, just work hard. Like,
look, I got a homeboy right now, right?
You know?
He's with the tax lady.
Ooh. Smart man.
No, but that's that's a good finesse.
Not to put my guy's Ben Nye out there.
No, we don't know who he is.
Like
Nye,
he takes care of home on his job.
Right.
On the 24. Feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
But he's keeping it real. He said, hey, check this out. Baby, I know the tax lady. We about to get an extra keep your mouth closed.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna be able to buy you that Birkin. Stop smirking. Get you a tax
lady. First of all, look, I might have to get a tax lady then.
Get you a tax lady, man.
Where do I find them? Where do they hang out?
At the local malls.
At the local malls?
Yeah, they be at the, what's that one store? The pretzel. The
not
one.
The Wetzel
nigga,
pretzel.
Nigga, Wetzel pretzel?
Yeah, there it is. They
he said
there.
That one store. What's the pretzel. The pretzel. Like.
I would say they ain't at Cinnabon.
No.
Ooh, Cinnabon. Ooh.
Tax women like pretzels.
Okay.
Is this a fun fact?
This is a real true fact.
You know, it's fucked up. You know one thing my uncle told me one time?
What's that?
He was like, I don't know why you be fucking with these young girls. He said, you need to get you one with an oxygen tank, how to write you in the will. I was like,
I mean,
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's technically the same thing that I used to assume when girls would be like, oh, I wish I had a sugar daddy. Oh my
no, but God. Just imagine you meeting a woman that she... She got the oxygen tank. You feel me? She probably got 17 days to live. And
well, that's like what Anna Nicole did.
So what if you're like in Las Vegas on the strip with your boo and she pulls up in the wheelchair like.
No.
I'm ready, babe.
No,
and she's
hell
in
no.
the wheelchair like getting free drinks. She's at all the.
I mean, I think you got an oxygen tank. You ain't worried about Vegas or drinking.
I'm not gonna lie. If I'm on an oxygen tank, the first place I'm going is Vegas.
For what?
Oh shit!
I'm gonna ride this shit out.
What you gonna cat daddy down to the mall and shit?
Cat daddy.
Nah.
But, that was crazy.
But he was telling me though. He said he'll do that, and the kids will look at him because they older. Like you don't like my mom. You feel me? Aww. And he just be like, put him in the wheel.
You're here for the first and the 15th. Here for the first and the 15th.
That's a bad spot to be in, though. Like, imagine your mom's like 80, she's in a wheelchair, she's.
But think about this, though.
And she get a young what nigga, if, you know, like what 22.
Yeah, she get a
like,
nigga my age, I'm gonna be like, yo. I mean,
just think about it. That young 23-year-old nigga knocking down your 80-year-old mama.
That's what I'm saying. Wait a minute.
But she happy because she ain't been touched in 20 years. You feel me?
Kiki, peep the shoulders.
I'm done.
Peep the shoulders.
She ain't. Hey, it's a double-edged sword though, because your 80-year-old mama,
right?
She getting her groove back her last 16 days on earth.
Cut changing diapers.
For sure he gotta change diapers with the 80-year-old. He changing the tanks.
So I think that young man might deserve everything he's benefiting from. He's changing diapers.
But look.
The initial motivation to even deal with her is to get those things, so I can't rock.
But women do it all the time. No, they get these old ass men.
That's women.
Fly them out.
I don't know who y'all talking about.
No,
we're just
you.
Speaking. We ain't talking. Come on now. No, it's never you. We're just speaking in general.
It'd be a 23-year-old girl with a nigga that got nothing but gums and just a bag. You feel me?
It's catching flights and not feeling.
Goes for them. You don't want this nigga because you like this nigga.
No, but we look at it differently in society and shit. Like, if I see a young girl with an older man, I'm like, oh, I know what she doing. If you see a young nigga with a lady with an oxygen tank, you're gonna be like, this is a cold nigga. You might call the police on him.
No, hell no.
Some people will.
No, I just think that y'all both doing the same thing.
You know what I think? Somebody got a good credit score.
Yes.
Oh, if you got a good credit score,
I have great credit.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I'm about to say. Tesla. Because some people.
Tesla.
You can't. If you don't got over 600, don't even hit me up. I don't care what you look like.
I have over 750.
So we can get a Tesla in your name.
No.
Let's holler after.
No. Could the doors go this way?
Hey, for that?
Ski.
And people need to know about their goddamn credit, man. Credit is the most important shit.
First thing I started building.
For real. You smart. And
it's real.
I think that they should put that shit in school. Like.
Cause 100%.
Yeah, because motherfuckers come out, they go to college, they get all these student loans, they take all these loans out and shit like that, and they be paying that shit. Like, yeah, that shit is fucked up.
Yep, I could never.
You lucky though. Who taught you this shit?
My mother.
Your mom is dope.
Shout out to moms. Can get a credit card when you're 17 years old, and all you can do every month is get your nails done, your manicure, your pedicure, and you paid off.
Oh, Lord.
It started like that.
So we
started off like
that. And I paid it off.
We got a homie named Anthony, A Smooth.
Shout out to A Smooth, man.
I remember this nigga got a credit card. You know what he did?
What?
He went and got a Mustang.
Oh.
An orange Mustang. And he used to take everybody to Denny's every fucking 2 or 3 days, right? First day he got the Mustang. We ride in the Mustang with him. He drop us off. Somebody shoots at his Mustang. Bow.
Oh, no.
Yep. Hole in his Mustang. And he ends up wrecking the Mustang.
Gabe's here.
Gabe, CC.
What's the name? What's the name? It must be the food. So look, though, my thing is, with that story, A Smooth, he pops up with the motherfucking Mustang, right?
Yeah.
But I'm with A Smooth that morning. You feel what I'm saying? It's raining. We're walking down fucking, what is this shit? Firestone Boulevard. We're walking. It's raining. Cut like, Kiki, I got this credit card. Come on, we bust a right into a car dealership. This is the real fucking story, like real life story. And he's like, hold on, man, the dude said we might be able to get something. I'm like, all right, dude pull up with the burnt orange Mustang.
Right.
I'm like, hold on, bro, the homie pulled off this credit card, bought so much clothes, so much food.
He took us to Denny's a million times.
Like, what? Super I think burger. We ate everything on Denny's just because of that credit card. He used to be like, oh, yeah, because you know we could. We
yeah, like, I'm treating.
We get everything.
And you know what we used to do? It's the stupidest shit ever. It used to be 4 or 5 homies in the car, and everybody used to do this shit to the music. Just move like this.
Dude. Why?
I don't know. We just do this.
Oh, like on purpose.
Like this. Just look around. Like,
I mean, that's exciting when you're young, I'm sure.
Just doing shit like this?
My friend just got a Mustang, like, we outside.
But you're moving like this.
Yeah, moving like a dickhead, yeah.
It's dumb. Actually, this is cool.
Nah, I fuck with this. Someone clip this. Oh, hey, yo, whoa. You guys got a freestyle. if you're gonna do shit like that.
It's your birthday. You got a freestyle.
It's your birthday.
You a rapper now?
No, I'm not. And they already took my joy away. So it's like, fuck it. It's my birthday here.
They hate you
because they won't see me till next Wednesday.
Damn, what? You going to next Wednesday?
I'll be going to November.
There's a show every Wednesday.
I'm just playing. Nah. Oh man, what else we got going on? Let's talk.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still like shocked with that Tiger shit, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm sorry, but that kind of blew me away. Like, God damn,
you. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. We need the homie back, straight up, real shit.
You ain't even gonna watch his games, kid.
I never watch. So boring to me. When they show the highlights.
What is that?
That's the ESPN theme song. What the fuck? The theme music.
I don't be watching sports like that.
Yeah, for the news. I don't either, but I know that.
Here live on ESPN News, we have Tiger Woods.
I've never been into sports like that.
Wait, can I ask you a question? A little flashback from like.
No, that's real shit, Josh.
What?
No.
Oh yeah, I don't like sports like that either. But what is this from? EA Sports.
It's
I'm
in
the game.
In the game.
Madden. Oh, okay.
Madden.
That
hockey.
Reminds. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was always wondering.
Yo, bro used to play that.
Huh? Yeah.
Shout out to bro. Yeah.
What about this one?
That sounds
the Simpsons.
Like.
Wait, are you kidding?
I thought y'all was going to get it.
That was crazy.
Like this. There could be a lot of other things, though.
Wait.
Crimson.
No, it started like this. Go. The Simpsons.
Not because the way you adjusted your mask on top of the fact that you just went crazy
hey,
like
Josh,
that.
Josh, what's the best one? One Saturday morning. It don't get no better than that.
What's that?
One Saturday morning.
No, what is it?
Oh, my God. Doug, are you asleep?
Recess.
Come on, are you sleep?
And
Doug is my favorite too.
Bro, please, I have. What was that? Remember that big ass bowl Craig had on Friday with the cereal?
The best shit is everywhere you look, everywhere there's a fire. Hey.
That is not the best one.
Okay, what's your favorite theme song of a show?
The Timmy Turner one.
Wait, say it, because I know
hard
this.
Parents, fairly hard parents. You know that one? I don't know all of the words.
Okay.
I don't know all the words, but I like that one.
He said, hard parents.
Or Danny Phantom. Yo, Danny Phantom, he was just 14 when his parents built a very strange machine to design a world unseen. Gotta catch them all, because he's Danny Phantom.
Hell yeah.
That one was hard. That one was hard.
Hey, you did that too.
Okay.
I told you.
The Powerpuff Girl one was hard too, but it was just noise.
I tell you the best theme song beat.
What?
You ever seen the Goosebumps show? Whoever produced that motherfucking track?
The more modern one?
Whoever produced the Goosebumps track?
And they have a crazy bass on that one, actually.
What one is this one?
Why is this the like Simpsons again?
Like, look, I was about to say.
You out of here?
Hey,
thank you, gang.
My God. Vail. Shout out to Vail, man. Shout out to my nigga Vail, man.
They deleted
you too, Vail.
I be trying to figure out why they keep deleting Vail's Instagram. He got like three.
I know. I literally asked him under the picture. I was like, what did you do this time? He was like, this happened because a motherfucker was hating.
Popping willies and shit.
I was like, I saw you ask too. You're like, what the fuck do you
Does
be
he
doing?
Have a hater? Because
my shit should have been gone.
Does he have a hater on his Instagram?
He said this time it was from a hater. He didn't
I
do
see.
Anything.
Look, I was just about to say, you know? Is it a hater?
And I have to take Vel's word for it, because one thing about me, I'm not going to pry when it comes to Vel. Okay? I'm going to let him rock.
Shout out to Vel, man.
If his Instagram should be deleted, that's it. You know what? I need to tread lightly what I put
like
on
you,
here, though.
I don't feel like you insult people. You don't get flagged for nudity or bullying. Bullying is the real one that'll get you kicked off.
One thing about that, that's, yeah. that'd be
that's
messed
why they deleted
up, like.
Freddie Gibbs shit. They said he was excessive. They told him he was excessive
hey,
bullying.
Shout out to my nigga, Gangsta Gibbs.
And then he goes,
wait a minute, you see this shit today?
No, it was.
He said, wait, he went on Joe Rogan. He said,
oh,
yeah.
Shit, he did?
He said, he was on Joe Rogan. He said, yeah, it was one time. I shot this crackhead like nine times.
Oh, hell no, Freddie. Hell no.
Come on, brother.
And then Joe Rogan's like, yeah.
Yeah, really. Like, come on,
gangsta. Oh, my God. I was watching memes when it come down to that shit. But that's
dope. That's serious, though.
That's like, dope that he went on Joe Rogan and was himself. And Freddie is really like
no,
that.
He's so funny. Like, his reaction to his Instagram getting deleted, I watched so many times. He was like, I don't know who the fuck I'd be excessively bullying.
No, but Freddie's Instagram was probably the funniest shit that I've ever 100%. Seen. His stories, like,
his tweets,
all fucking day.
His he's on Twitter with his bullshit now, and he is a funny nigga. Like,
when
that's
you
are, a funny
you,
nigga.
You get the bullying when you do a lot of commenting back, mm-hmm. like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you don't comment
But that's why I don't write people back, though.
Yeah, that's real shit.
Yeah.
If it ain't nothing good to say, don't say it at all.
Because somebody will start some shit with you, you say something back, they be like, I just wanted your attention.
On me, I didn't say something back
for sure, for sure.
Positive, and the motherfucker be like, oh, fuck you. I'll be like, damn, bro, I just took the time out of my day to comment back to you, and it still fucked me. Well, guess what, man? Cook me something good.
The block game, though. Shit, I'm a good blocker. I like blocking motherfuckers. I block somebody.
Call him Bro Mutombo. He blocking shit.
Somebody wrote me something on Instagram, and I was looking at the no jumper comments. Uh-huh. He said, "AD's a bitch for blocking me from what I said."
Hey, man.
I block people sometimes, and I don't even know why. Because I remember, like, a few months ago, AD my boy hit me
said,
up.
Yep.
He's like, "Why'd you block my friend?" I'm like,
no, he was like, hey, ask her, does she got a problem? Because she blocked me for no reason. Hey, I've never even met her.
Hey, the thing is, if you ain't gang, bro, you getting blocked straight
up.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you shoot one sword that's a negative sword, we all blocking your ass straight up. We ain't got time for that shit.
Because if I don't block you, I'm going to just be so disrespectful. And I don't.
Come on now. It's not enough time in a day to be worried about the damn
Yazzie is really crazy. People don't understand this. Off the camera, she's an evil genius.
It's the Pisces.
Yeah. Because you know a lot more.
I know than a lot more about you, for sure, for sure. You know a lot more about me, too.
That's a fact.
It's very,
I be nice.
It's very bad.
I'm nice.
I'm nice, too, right?
Yeah. No, we're all good people. Good people here.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all.
And Kiki.
What's the deal?
I learned most of my hood rat shit from Kiki growing up.
Oh, thanks.
For sure, for sure.
Fuck,
I think following Kiki's Instagram account.
That just makes me feel like a good big brother. He
right.
knows all his hood rat shit
from
Ski.
From you, right?
He knows all his good.
No. Because Kiki
following Kiki's Instagram account has made my life better.
Hey, man.
Because he is so fucking funny. Like, and I don't even think he'd be meaning to be funny, but
like,
he is
for
so
sure,
funny.
Sure, like, it's just the Ski
for
in
sure.
me. Because it's like real life. I don't try to do nothing that I'm not known for doing.
He's so funny.
You know what I mean? You gotta stay in your lane.
No, but growing up with this nigga was way different.
I'm sure.
You're like way like, what? Like, you gotta stay in your lane and hold it. Jeff Gordon.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, no. Growing up with him, like, when he met me as a little baby, I was a good ass kid. I was corrupted. Kiki would bother me.
Oh, as you should.
But
true.
But I'm honestly glad though that he did that though, because
he
I
built character.
Huh?
Nobody over here. Nobody's going off.
Nobody's over here.
Nobody's going off, Laura.
Is it? Let's see.
I don't know. Hey, no, but growing up, though, I was a good fucking kid, man.
Like, for sure you was, because, like, you want me to tell you what you taught me?
What?
Bro taught me how to work the yo-yo.
For sure.
Real shit.
Walk the
that's
dog.
Who, crazy.
Who doesn't need to know how to use a yo-yo?
Like, that shit wasn't a part of my lifestyle. Like, you know what I'm
sure.
saying? Like, I was out there, like,
yo-yoing. Like, really
off
outside.
Of cut. Like, right. Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I wish I'd have.
Harry Potter.
For sure, Harry Potter, for sure.
You get what I'm saying? Like, SmackDown.
See, I was like,
you're a
I was like that, and then.
Then you became a creep.
And then Kiki.
And look.
Kiki start punching on me every night.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to. It's only
it was
but
just
Pop
like,
told
bro,
him, like, you got to toughen him up.
Because it wasn't just him reading Harry Potter.
I used to read Harry Potter for sure.
He went and got the glasses.
I had the glasses.
And it was just like.
No, not the
and
glasses.
Then when I seen him selling our family video games to the, you know what I mean, the people at the condo swap. I was just like, bro, hold on, man. You just sold. We had 36 Super Nintendo games, bro.
You was just selling shit.
We have 4 games left.
Nigga, you said Super Nintendo. It wasn't on Nintendo.
What? It went from Dreamcast?
Probably Dreamcast. Yeah,
come on, man.
Oh, y'all niggas old.
Everything.
He said Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you mean? You sold Mario Kart. Dreamcast?
Dreamcast for sure.
Come on, man. You can't
I miss,
be doing that.
I
man.
Miss a comic swap meet.
You can't
though.
Be doing it. What?
That shit. Walmart now. Fucked me up.
That shout shit out bullshit. To Walmart. No, man. We shout out to the Compton
swap meet. Shout out to all the Walmarts
man.
In America.
But fuck the Walmart that took over the Compton swap meet.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fuck shout that out Walmart.
To, yeah, yeah. I'm
but shout out to the Walmarts I know.
Yeah, man. You know.
We used to live on a street called Pine Street. We was like 20 seconds walking distance from the Compton swap meet.
Okay.
And we used to go there.
Not
every
one step. 20 seconds is like one step.
20.
No, it was like
20 seconds is
it was
one
like six,
step.
20 it was like seconds? Six houses. It was like six
20
houses.
20 seconds is like one step.
Six
like,
houses from
wait,
the corner.
Just think about 20 seconds.
You getting six houses ahead?
That's like 20 seconds. Walking down the
street? I'm obviously exaggerating, but
what type of walk you doing up the street?
I don't know. We have
Yazzie?
Blocks.
Let me know.
We
you
have
strolling.
Blocks.
You be falling and shit. You clumsy.
That's a fact.
That's why I take you like this. One.
Speaking of, I'm going to the bathroom. Enjoy yourselves.
What?
I gotta use the bathroom.
You got a boo-boo? Go
no,
ahead.
Uh-oh. When you go out there, could you do me a favor?
What's up?
Could you see if the steak and shrimp burritos popped up?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
But Kiki, what's some old funny shit that would happen when we was
okay.
growing up?
Okay. So y'all want tell some real, like, fun, real, true facts. Okay. Growing up, we have, like, a real-life sister. I love you, sis. We love you so much.
You said a real-life sister. She's our sister.
Like, a real-life one, though. That's what I'm saying. No, because you know how people these days get it twisted and be like, oh, they just talking mm-hmm. about it. No, this is our real-life sister. So, for some odd reason, she chooses me to put the blame on for damn near everything that happened in our household. Like, but I love her so much because I know it was out of like fear, and she knew I was the brother that can endure all of this. You get what I'm saying? So shout out to my sister. It's nothing about that. So one night I'm watching SmackDown. You know what I mean? And the door gets kicked in. Kaboom! It's Pops with the belt. Mind you, I'm 15 years old. I'm playing ball at D-High. He has a blue rag tied around the belt. So you know what this means. It's the crippin' whippin'.
Go ahead.
Okay, he goes, you have to leave. I am so disappointed in you. I didn't never think you'd do something like this. It's the first time I seen my dad cry, cuz. I seen a tear drop. I said, What did I do? You know what I mean? What did I do? So, he says, my wife's ring is missing, and you did it. You have to go. I'm sorry, son, but you have to go. I am fending for myself in these Compton streets for about a week or two, you guys. I link up with one of my basketball players, Andrew Talamantes. His family took me in for the 2 weeks. I was abandoned from my family. For the 2 weeks, I was abandoned from my family. So, check this out.
Wait, before you finish, I was just happy they didn't blame me. They said, Kiki did it, I was like,
you're the golden child. You didn't get blamed for shit.
True.
You didn't get blamed for nothing else that went good. Everything that went good, it was Armand's, Kiki, you see Armand? Guess what?
Yeah.
That's my brother. Hey, guess what? That's my brother still. So, anywho. Yeah. Pop sees me at Tam's Burger. Uncle LJ is with him. I walk in with my boy Andrew Talamante as he says, hey, Fonz. They go, yo, dad right there. I'm like, yeah, he ain't fucking with me right now, but let's go get our food, though. Shout out to Tam's Burger on Long Beach Boulevard. He comes out. Pops eventually says something to me. He says, Kiki, come to the house. We want to talk to you. Meet us at the round table. I go to the house. My sister's sitting there. My mom comes out. She says, Kiki, I'm so ashamed. I apologize for what happened, but Asia has something to say. And I'm sitting there like, what is going on? And Asia's, I'm sorry, but I had the ring in my locker room. I'm sorry, Kiki. I just couldn't let it happen to you no more. I couldn't see you out in the streets.
Okay, I came back to accents and acting. What's going on here?
This is like
what we was talking about.
We was talking about me getting kicked out over my little sister blaming me for losing a ring, leaving it in her locker, and saying I took it.
I got siblings too. I already know how that go.
Took it. Don't blame somebody else for you taking something. Don't do it. You had Big Kiki, Big Ski in the streets, cold.
Not cold. You was in the streets.
In the streets.
No, they would kick us out. And look, speaking of that, my craziest moment of doing that shit, I'll never forget. I went ninth grade. I went to school, and this girl I liked, she was like, "You should get your ears pierced. Mm-hmm. You'll be like very handsome if you got your ears pierced." So I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna holler at my mom's. I'm about to just go get my ears pierced. She said I'm gonna look good doing it. So I went and got my ears pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And mom's was tripping. She was like, "You didn't say nothing," and all that. I was just like, fuck it. I was cleaning. You know when you first get it, you gotta clean this shit every fucking day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm cleaning my earring. I dropped the motherfucker in the car late. Mom's like, "Come in the house." I'm like, "Mom, I gotta find my earring. Cause if I don't find my earring,
she ain't gonna like me."
No. Yeah, she ain't gonna like me. And my shit gonna close up because I just got my shit done.
Yeah.
She told me, "Get in the house." You feel me? I was like, "Nah, I need to find this earring." You feel me? Pops came out. He like, "Nigga, get the fuck in the house." I'm like, all right. All right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck no. I love attention. Ah! It's the attention for me.
Why do you only give me 7 candles?
Because I'm 7 years old today.
Join the cast of the Rugrats revival.
Thank you, guys. I know that's right.
Hell yeah. That's gang
okay.
shit.
Okay. Guys, let's do it.
What? Your hands? Can we put it in your face?
Get the fuck.
I asked them that, too. They was like, don't do it.
Man. Guys, thanks so much.
That's
oh
dope
my gosh.
As fuck.
Wait, what time is it? Do we have to wrap?
We got burritos. We can wrap too in a second. We've been like
birthday speech.
Okay, birthday speech.
Okay. Let's see.
First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. Okay? Oh. Nah, but really though, rest in peace. Nah. Thank you guys so much. Oh, and the chocolate. Oh,
and we got
not
cupcakes
the cakes of cup. The cakes of cup is crazy.
Who ate two?
Josh literally has one in his hand.
I swear to God, I was looking
y'all
like
y'all so fucking
nigga. I ain't gonna say nothing, but it looked like something missing. It looked like something missing.
It's a Pisces queen birthday, okay?
Hey,
I love y'all. I love y'all.
Big fish.
Big fish. I'm actually little fish. But I'll be big
See,
fish one day.
I'm trying to get you the big.
No,
on,
you gotta
man.
Start somewhere.
Big fish, man. Come on,
gotta start
Pisces,
somewhere.
Man.
It's her birthday.
It's your my day. Birthday.
Let her swim to the cake.
What?
Send donation.
Not
oh, yeah,
send
yeah,
donations.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? We're going to do it like this.
It's not a GoFundMe. I don't need a fucking
Yazzie,
donation.
Tell them your Cash App.
No.
If you support Yazzie, send her a dollar, please.
Look.
We're going to make it like the Feed the Children. Let's do it like that. For $1,
hey,
you can
better
make.
Do it too, though. Y'all better do it too.
No, y'all don't
send
gotta do
it.
Nothing. Y'all don't gotta do nothing. But leave me the fuck alone.
Yazzie's Cash App will be link in the goddamn description. Listen, I don't give a fuck. My birthday, I'm putting my Cash App on my shirt. Now send me whatever.
Shit,
you can't never have too much money, man.
You can't never have too much money, man.
And on that note,
one donation goes a long way.
On that note,
and if you got an oxygen tank, baby. Holla at me. I will rock your world.
And if you
put me
and
in
if
your
you
wheel.
Pulling up in them wheelchairs, pick me up.
If you want to do a drive-by in Ralph's and you're 90 years old and you want to give me the money, hit my DM.
I need a ride.
All right, guys. And that was this week's episode of At the End of the Motherfucking Day with AD, Yazzie, and Kiki. Oh,
what's our business? What's